So again, for the third time, with the recorder now on, if you go into CIS Web, all of the SQL files will be listed there, not in public HTML, but if you scroll down below public HTML, you'll see them. And I just took the wrong picture. And they can be edited here if you, like me, avoid using PuTTY. If you like PuTTY, you're the one that likes PuTTY, aren't you? Okay, if you like PuTTY, then that's fine. But if you are not fond of PuTTY, you can actually go in and just right-click on this and choose Edit and bring it up and edit it right there. Okay. So that works, yeah.
You still have to have PuTTY up to run it, though. There's no way you can run it up.
No, right. You still have to, or in our case, when you're in here, no, you don't. You've got it up
right
when you just log in. PuTTY is what you need for your at-home connection. And for your at-home connection to run it, you need it. But you can go in and edit it here and then run it back in PuTTY. And it seems to me, I mean, editing is the big thing I find annoying in PuTTY. The other thing is, how do you paste something into PuTTY?
Right-click. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no, like,
I don't really like PuTTY.
Yeah, no, I
use it.
There's no paste, and I keep forgetting how you paste. As I said, I don't use it very often because I have Oracle installed on one of my machines, and so I tend to just use my own version of Oracle. And then if I want to put something out here, I suddenly get the and I have to bring up PuTTY. And so you right click and then you can paste.
Yeah, you don't even paste, you copy from another.
Right.
And you go to PuTTY, you open up, and then you just right click. You have to put the
just right click, okay. And I keep forgetting that. So I will ask that question probably again and again and again because somehow I have decided that I really don't want to know that apparently. Okay, so now I want to go. Okay, the first thing we're going to look at is if you go over, because I didn't paste them in, I noticed, but if you go over to Notes and Handouts and scroll down, we are going to look at Introduction to Procedures. Okay, so Oracle gives you procedures and functions that you can use to make modules that you run. You can either make a procedure or you can make a function. And again, the reason for these are these can be called from your main program. And if you have something, for example, you have a calculation about your ID. IDs have at the end of them a check digit. And so if you want to validate an ID, when you type in your credit card number, the way they validate it is they run, and it's usually the last digit is called the check digit, and they run an algorithm on the other digits. Okay, so if you're entering in 8 digits, they run an algorithm on the 7 at the beginning. And at the result of that algorithm should come out with the last digit as the answer. So they do the mathematics, and if it comes out with the last digit as the answer, then it's a valid credit card number or a valid whatever number. Okay, so they run the algorithm. If it's eight digits, they run the algorithm on the first seven, and the eighth one should be the same as the answer they get when they run the algorithm. And there's loads of different algorithms out there that you can use to do this, and this validates that it is a valid check digit. So you might have a procedure to do that, and you've written up the procedure with the algorithm and everything. You don't want to have to write it for every program where you want to check the check digit. So you can make it a procedure, and you can call it from the programs where you need that information. And, you know, there's loads of things like that. Calculating interest. Okay, you may have an algorithm that calculates interest on whatever you're doing. And so you can write it as an external thing, which means that it can be then called into any program that needs it. Okay, so an anonymous block, which is what we have been writing. An anonymous block is compiled and run each time the block is loaded. An anonymous block is standalone code that is not stored within the database and cannot be called by other blocks. And actually, we'll go back and look at the first thing. We may get to it today, we may not. The very first PLSQL handout that I gave you, or notes that I gave you, and it has a block within a block. That you can do. You just can't call it externally, but you can call a block within a block, and we'll go back and look at that. Okay, the alternative to a standalone block is a procedure, a function, a package, or a trigger. We're not getting into packages, and we're really only touching on functions, procedures, and triggers, just to show you that they kind of exist. You know, they're a whole lot of work in and of themselves to figure out how to use them effectively. But we're just touching on them. Okay. This is the structure of a name block, such as a procedure or a function, as opposed to the anonymous blocks we've seen so far in this course. Okay, so you start out with, and you have a header in is, and then you say the declaration sentence. Then you have begin, then you can have exceptions, and then you end. And we're going to look at an example down here. Okay, so I started out, and I've got this edit, add, donation. Okay, so I've got one called edit, add, donation. And what I did at the beginning is I said, edit, add, donation, and this brought up the editor. Okay? And then I went in and I typed create or replace procedure, add, donation. And you can make that uppercase, lowercase. Actually, I experimented with that last night to make sure that the key wasn't going to be upset about case sensitivity. So you can say add donation. Then I'm saying here are the things that are being passed. And so when this routine is called, it is going to receive an ID number, a drive number, a contribution date, and a contribution amount. And I put P underscore in front of each one to kind of indicate this was in the procedure. Okay? And then you close the parenthesis and you write as. And then you say, okay, now I'm going to have my process. In my process, I'm going to insert this into a table that I'm calling new donation. So I'm inserting it into the table. Okay, so I'm putting in those values. And then I am ending the add donation. Okay, so this is a procedure. Basically, it's an external module that you can call, but it's a procedure. Now what I have to do is I have to execute it. Okay? So I said here, next, I wrote a block of PLSQL code that would call the procedure that I've just written. So now I'm going to set up something that will call that. But it's important that you put in there the procedure created. Because if you don't do the @ add donation, even though you're not going to run this as a standalone, it's got to be able to be run. So I've got to actually create the procedure. Writing it and saving it doesn't finish the job. Okay, you have to run it to make it work. So then I've now got it written and I've now got it out there. So now I go down here and I'm going to do one that will call. So I'm calling this one edit call add donation is what I called it. Now this is one of my regular programs, my anonymous block. Why they gave it that name, I don't know, but anyway. It's one of those regular programs like we've been writing all along. The difference is that it is calling the procedure. Okay, so down there it calls the procedure. And this is standard to every language. You have the name of the procedure, and in parentheses you put the stuff that you want to send to the procedure. And that's just your standard way of doing it. There's a few languages that want you to put in something like the word call or something in front of that. But most of them nowadays just let you put the procedure name and then put the stuff that you're passing in the parentheses. Okay? So, I start out, I declared a bunch of variables, and I took in data. Okay? So I'm taking in the data on these. And once I take in the data, then I say, okay, now I'm going to check. If the contribution amount is greater than 20, then I'm going to call add donation. It will be sent the variables that contain the data that I just entered in. So that data is sent to it. It's received, and it does the insert. Now, like everything else, why didn't I just do the insert here? Because if I did the insert here, I couldn't show you how a procedure works. Okay? But in fact, I would never probably do this because life is too short. But maybe you decided that you only want one thing to be able to insert into this table. And every time you insert into this table, you're going to use just that one module to do it, which is kind of an object-oriented concept. I'm going to have one module, and that module will be the only module that can add to the file. And so, therefore, I send it to that module, and that module does the insert. Okay. So, it does the insert. I write that. I then, when I say @ call addition, call added donation, it prompts me for all of the things, and then it goes ahead and gives me the results. Okay, just telling me it was successfully completed. But since what I did was an insert, I have to come over here and look at the file to see if the record that I inserted went in. Okay, and I inserted that one at the bottom that is a 12121 300 10 June 99 75. That's the one I inserted, and I can see that that's now there. Okay. I want you to try one of these just because getting it working, etc., is the tricky part. So I actually want you to do this example now. Okay, so I want you to bring up Oracle. Then I said create a table new donation and select asterisks from donation. If you've already got a table called new donation, give it a different name. But I'm making a table that I can use with this. Okay, so the first step is you're going to just put in there, bring up Oracle, and you're going to put in there, create table new donation as select asterisks from donation. Because I think you all have a donation table out there, don't you? Hopefully. Okay. So you're going to just create a new table that you can play with. Okay?
Do you have the code or anything for information?
go ahead. Yeah, I have it somewhere miles and miles ago.
All right.
You can go ahead and look at this and make up your own. If you look at the names, I am calling them ID number. I said new donation. ID number, drive number, contribution day, contribution amount. And you can tell that ID is 5 characters. Drive number is 3 characters. That's a date. And that's a numeric field. Make it 3 or 4 characters or something. And then you're all set. You don't have to put any data in it because that's what the program does. I didn't bother to clean out the data. I could have cleaned out the data. I just made a copy of the file. But you don't need to have anything in it. So you can go ahead and create it using those things. Then what I want you to do is just do these two. Create the program called the module called Add Donation, and create the module called Call Add Donation, and try to get those running. If you want to, you can copy and paste mine. I don't care whether you type it in or copy and paste it. It's just I want you to go through the steps of running it. So create the add donation, create the call add donation, and then execute them. That's what I want you to do. So you're more than welcome to copy my code, which is why I'm telling you to do the same thing I did. Okay, so this is what I did just now. I said, edit, add donation. And I called it add donation 1 because I've already got one out there called add donation. So I called it and I said, edit, add donation 1. And it brought up the editor. and I pasted it in, and then I said, create the procedure. So I said, @ add donation one. @ is run. Execute, whatever.
Start.
And putting the, yes, you can use the word start instead. Okay, saving emails. And then saving, and then saving, and then they can go away anytime now. There. Okay, so that's what I did, is I just said, went in and I said, edit, add donation one. Then I pasted add donation in here. Just pasted it in. And then when I finished pasting it in, I said, @ add donation one. And then it comes back and says procedure created. And it's real important that you do that, create, otherwise it's not going to be able to find it out there. And then I did the edit call add donation. So I'm going to do edit, call, add, donation one. And I'm going to go up here and copy and paste this. And I need to change this, I need to change that to add donation one, because that's what I called it when I just created it, was add donation one. So I need to change that so that it, and I'm just having a lot of trouble taking pictures here. Okay, come on. So once I've got this, I'm doing a file save and a file exit. And so now I've created the two things, add donation one and add donation, call add donation one. And I haven't executed that one yet, but when I do, I'm going to say @ call add donation one. And at this point, it's prompting me for some data. Okay, so I can put in 12121, and then I can put in the drive number of 300, and I'll put in today's date. So 29 November, let's see, 16, and then I will put in a $100 donation. And oh good, add donation one must be declared. I thought I had declared it, but I'm not sure, so I will go back and take a look. I didn't put the one up here. Maybe that's it. Is anybody getting it to run?
Yeah.
You got it to run? Okay. Procedure created with compilation errors.
That's where I got mine.
Goody.
You're welcome.
And you didn't. Yours ran.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you get so lucky?
Copy and paste.
And you kept add donation there.
Yeah.
But all I did was change to say add donation one.
You didn't change the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's it. That was it. Thank you. So now I can run @ call procedure successfully created, and now I've got to select asterisk from new donation. And the last one there is the one that I just added, and so it worked.
So I went to run the procedure, and it put me in an endless loop of SQL code that I couldn't get out of. I just kept ending it, and it wouldn't end.
And you copied and pasted?
Copied and pasted. And it just, it kept going online. I went to line 20, and I finally got it to end.
Well, that happened one time, too, where it kept hitting enter, and it wouldn't do it.
Yes, I've had it happen, too.
Yeah.
And when that... And I also am having it now decide that it doesn't want to take pictures of whatever I have up here. Come on, you foolish machine. All right, now it seems to have decided it will take the picture. I don't know what to say. I've had it happen too. It's a flying saucer situation as far as I'm concerned.
I just didn't know if I had it out.
You know, the steps that you have to go through, and it's important that you go through them, is, you know, you have to do the edit, okay, of whatever you called it. So it's edit, add, donation. And then you put it in, and when you come back, you have to do the at sign. Because otherwise, I forgot to do. In fact, this is one of the things that I forget to do all the time. So that's why I'm pointing it out. If you go back and you make a change to the procedure, you gotta do this again. Because if you make a change to it, it's still got the old version out there that it will execute. Unless you do this again and recreate the procedure that it wants to use. So you, if you make changes, okay, if you make changes, be sure to do this. Because I've run into that so many times. Whereas I go into the procedure and I make a change, and I come out and I forget to do that at sign. And so it just runs with the old version. And I say, but I fixed that. Well, I didn't actually create the executable version fixed. I just have the code fixed.
Okay.
And then I edit the call and donation. And when I come back, I have to run that as well. And this is when I get prompted and get the results. And you left missing in there. And then I get the prompts. I add in information. And then it comes back, and at that point, I have to do a select to see the results. That it actually did that. So I have to do the check on the select to see the results, because what I'm doing is an insert.
Okay.
So did anybody else get it working? You got it working. Anyone else? You got it working. Anybody? No? Okay. And you're doing it or watching him do it?
I was doing it until I got returned it set.
Pardon me?
I don't
have a donation page. Oh, okay. All right. So somewhere in there you've got ID names for the early, yeah. Gonna overdose, so that actually looks okay. Looking at it quickly. Commas are missing on a few of those.
I
yours. Okay, you two that got it done, see if you can figure out why he's getting a compilation or not.
I will try. I only copy and paste it.
Well, he didn't because he didn't have a donation page.
Oh.
So he tried to create one with a donor page. And you just copy and paste it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
he had named the paper wrong. And leave him, and we can take a look at it later. Finish this off, and if it's not bad, try to figure it out. We don't have classes.
Oh.
We just have an open lab.
Okay.
So that you can come in and get caught up. But I will also give you your final. So you can start working on that once you get caught up.
Yeah.
Because it's a take-home final. And you have a little more money to do it because I'm actually away. My granddaughter's went into the hospital and we're away for a couple of days. And so I'll give you the final after the earlier just to make sure that it gets up there. And that I'll be in North Carolina and I just will feel more comfortable if it's up there.
Why are you?
Okay, I'm starting back, and we can take a look at his at the end of class. Guys. I think they're ignoring me. You get that impression? Okay. Going a little further, we find there are three modes for formal parameters. In, out, and in, out. In sends the parameter from the calling program to the procedure. Out sends the parameter from the procedure back to the calling program. In, out passes and receives. The default mode is in. Since no mode was specified, the default was in. And that's how things worked. So I created a table called in-out table, and I put column in, column out, column in-out. Okay, so I came down here and I made a procedure, and I'm going to pass things to it. And I have in the procedure an in-out and an in-out area. So I specify the kind it is. If I don't specify, as I did up above, it assumes in. Okay? So I specify that the first one is an in, the next one was an out, and the next one was an in-out. And I did some calculations with it. So the calling program, this is procedure calc, the calling program just takes in three numbers and passes them. So that's all the calling program did, is it took in three numbers and it passed those three numbers. Okay? the three numbers are then received and are stored, but when they're received, they are also designated as this is an in number, this is an out number, this is an in-out number. So then I said, okay, what we're going to do is I'm actually going to take in and add it to in again and put it in out. And then I am going to add in three times and put it in out. And then I'm going to write the results of what I've got. Okay, so if you look at the code that is running when I run this, let's see, I can get the beginning at least. So I put in a 15, a 72, and a 99. So 15 is PN. 72 is the output one, and 99 is the in-out. Okay, so what does it do with this? Okay, it took them in, and I ended up with 15, 30, and 45. Okay, now the 15 is the in number that I passed. The out number that I passed gets ignored because it's an out number, so something coming into it gets ignored. So the out number that I passed, which was 72, got ignored. But the code up above says P out is equal to P in plus P in. So 15 plus 15 is 30. And that's why I'm seeing a 30 there. Then I also said P in out is equal to the in number three times, added together three times. So it's not that the in-out number is ignored, it gets replaced with the 45 because I did a calculation that generated a new out number. And so I ended up with 45 showing out there. Okay? And then I did another one using a different set of numbers where I said, okay, the input is going to be, let's see, 23. The output is going to be, the out number is going to be 33, and the in-out number is 43. So out, if I look at the first line, I've got 23. Okay. And then I look out is adding the 23 plus the 23, so that's the 46. And in out is adding the 43 plus, which was what came in out, plus the 23, and so it's 66. Okay, and so I'm writing those three numbers out. And when I changed it to have the P out as something that I could read, I got a compilation error, and I made that move down there. I then went in and altered it to use P out in the calculation, and I got a compilation error, because P out was only an output number. It didn't have anything in it, so I couldn't use it as an input. It's only got an output number in it. And there's the compilation error that I got when I tried to use the out in a calculation. and then I changed it back and did the calculations again, and that's actually the same one. 71 plus 71 is 142, and 321 plus 71 is 392. So that's the same one. So that is using an external procedure. Now, if I go into the notes and handouts, and I'm going to skip functions for just a moment and look at internal procedures. So an internal procedure is a procedure that I can just add into my code. Okay, so there I'm adding it into my code. And this is, again, true of every language that I can think of, that you can have a procedure that is inside the code, and you can have an external procedure that you have to bring in. And as I said, the value of the external procedure is more that you can use it lots of times. That's not as clear on the value of the input procedure. But what I do all the time, because I hate going back and forth between the two, is I tend to do the development by having it as an internal procedure, and then when everything is working, take and make it an external one. Because as I said, when I'm maintaining the external procedure, I keep forgetting to create it, run the @ and create. And it works better if I can see everything in front of me. So I like creating it as an internal procedure and then changing it into an external procedure to actually use. But when I'm creating it, I like it here. So if I'm inserting it, what I do is I say procedure. I don't do the create or replace. I just say procedure and I give it a name. And then the rest is really the same code that you had before. So I'm saying procedure, add dot procedure, end of the procedure, and I call it the same way that I call the external one. Okay? So I am really incorporating it now into the program. And notice it's in the declare part of the program. The procedure is in the declare part of the program. Okay, it's not in the begin. But the procedure has its own begin. Okay, but that is tied to the procedure itself. And it will not, a procedure does not get executed on a drop-down. Okay, the procedure only gets executed when I call it. It doesn't get executed on the drop-down, which is why having the word procedure there is real important, so that it knows it's not supposed to execute it on a drop-down. And now it's just decided to do the saving all by itself without me even clicking anything. Neat. Or maybe I clicked. Okay, so when I run this one, I put in the values, and this time I didn't use the date. I think I got sick of typing dates. So I put in just the ID number, the drive number, and the contribution amount. And when I added 12121 and 100, you can see that on the last line. Yeah.
Can you do anything else in the procedure other than just, what am I trying to say?
You can do anything you want.
It's only done, yeah.
You know, I just did these kind of simple things to show how it works. You know, basically...
Could you use it just like a cursor?
Yes, you can put a cursor in. And in fact, we'll look at a cursor example either Thursday or next week.
No. Like, I'm saying, can you use it just like a cursor? Like, can you do... It's almost like a cursor that's not in the same deal as you are. Is that what it is?
I don't buy that. I'm not buying that. I mean, a cursor is something to hold a collection of data so I can step through it one thing at a time. This is, if I I can use a cursor in this. I mean, what I've done with this one is I'm only handling one record, which is why I don't have a cursor. But if I was bringing in a bunch of records and wanted to step through them and have the procedure run for each record, which I could easily do, then I would have both. But a cursor is really a hold area to hold some data that you brought in. It's not a bunch of commands kind of thing. Yeah.
So procedures are functions. They're interchangeable, kind of.
Well, function is a slightly different version of this. They're both modules that can be run internally or externally.
And a cursor would be something like an array or something that holds data. And
yeah.
You know, where
you can tie that to an array much more because it is a collection of data and a collection is an array, so yes, you can tie that to the fact that it has an array and it goes through. Now, the difference is that because you're going through it one at a time, you don't have to index it, okay? Because the fetch will get the next record and the next record, and you don't have to keep track. So it's not an array in that sense, but it is a collection that you're moving through one at a time. So that, you know, that certainly... I like that comparison better than that comparison. Okay, so on this one, I would come in here, and the declare would first take in the data. So this is the first thing that gets done, is the data, the declare takes in the data. Then I come down, and this is the second thing I get done, is checking here, and this tells me then go do this, which is the third thing that I do. Okay? So it comes in, gets the data out of the declare, goes to the begin. If the amount that came in is greater than 20, then it goes and does the procedure. If the amount isn't greater than 20, then it doesn't do the procedure. So then I put in a calculation, and you can do that. So I can throw in a calculation here and say, in the begin, I want to do a calculation, and I'm sorry, at the begin of the procedure, I want to do a calculation, and then I want to do this. When I do the insert, it's going to be the result of the calculation that gets inserted as the contribution amount. Okay, so I am doing a calculation there. And when I ran that with a 10, there was no activity, as in nothing got added to the bottom. Because a 10 isn't greater than 20, and the procedure is only executed if it's greater than 20. So the procedure never gets called if it's not greater than 20. So since the procedure doesn't get called, no insert gets made. And in this one, I only did the procedure, I only did the calculation if the amount was greater than 20, and I did that before I sent it over. And obviously, the procedure could also, the calculation could also have been done over the procedure. Okay. So I was just kind of throwing in the fact that you can put in any code that you want here. Let's see if I did anything else. Not really. Okay. These are just all variations on where I did the calculation. In this particular one, I just sent up the ad and the drive number, and the contribution had already been changed into the VU contribution, so I didn't bother to set that up. I just used it. So these are just variations on that little theme. The last one I want to look at just quickly is the introduction of functions. Actually, we'll only partially look at this one. But the big thing on the introduction to functions is this. When I look down here, when you use a function returns one thing. So I said here, do function calculate and send it the ID number. And what gets returned will go in here. Okay? So the return goes in there. So I go and I do the function. It calculates or does its thing, and it has something to return. And whatever you return gets assigned to that field. So that's the subtle difference between a procedure and a function. Is a function returns something that was the result of doing the function. And when you call the function, you say, call the function and assign what is returned back to here. Remember when you did the procedure, calling the procedure was just a line that said, call the procedure. The procedure could do umpteen things. With a function, you're doing it, it's much more geared toward a calculation. Okay, although it could be returning a message too. But it's much more geared toward a calculation or something like that. Because I'm saying, go do the function. This is what I'm sending it to. When the function is complete, I will return something. And that thing that I return is going to be where I put the answer. So the structure is that I have the area that receives the return. And then I have the function call. With anything I'm sending. Okay. So I do the function call, I send something, and what is returned gets stored there. So I'm assigning it to what is returned. Okay. And that's the big difference between a procedure and a function. So if I look up here at, there is the routine that calls the function, and I just did a DBMS line to show what I got. Up here I have the create or replace function. So I'm using the keyword function to tell it's a function. Underneath I say VID number new donation. This is actually the number that I'm returning. This is a work area. It let me, however, and this is, I kept this because it's kind of interesting. I put return number is, and in fact, only one of those is the number that I'm returning. The other one is a work area. Okay, so I could have said return number is, and I think it would have been better to put the number I'm returning right under that. But when I did this, I essentially put them in the different order, and I just wanted to point out that it works. Okay, the number that I'm returning is not contribution amount. The number that I'm returning is V return donation. But it coped with that, and it handled it. So what I've got now is I went and I did a select in the function, and I got a record that has the right ID number, and I asked if the con amount is greater than 10, then I did a calculation and returned the answer. Else, I did a different calculation and returned the answer. Okay? So, on the first one, I had them type in an ID, and I took the ID, and I called a function with that ID. So, the function received the ID. It did a select to find the record that had that ID. Once it found the record, it then checked to see if the V cont amount was greater than 10. If it was, it did a calculation and returned. Else, it did a different calculation and returned. Okay? But either way, it was returning something. That thing that got returned gets stored as V new gold. And then I put out a line that said new amount and V new gold. And I changed it to character because when you're concatenating like that, it prefers to have like types. And since I had the message of new amount there, it prefers to have the V new gold converted to a character too so that it can concatenate them. So that's the difference between a function and a procedure. And we will pick this up on Thursday. Next week, on the 8th, which is next Thursday, in my 11 o'clock class, I've got two people coming in from outside, one of them from Meditech. And if people are interested in programming and they haven't heard Meditech when they were in CIS 120, they might come. It's Terry Ott, who I think came to the other one. And then I've got a guy that does web development, and he works with JavaScript a lot, and he's coming. So they're coming at both 11 and at 12:30. They'll be here for both of those classes at 11 and 12:30. If anybody's interested in coming. And I will take the classes and put them up so you can hear them if you're not here. But just if you're interested in hearing either of these, they're coming on the 8th. Okay, I'm done.